the most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Former Attorney General Mark Schertlef with us.
Thanks.
Doug Wright.
The government has had their evidence for years now. We want our day in court. We want to get there now. We want to get there fast.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So good to have you along on the program today here at KSL News Radio. I believe, do we have absolute confirmation on Senator Lee joining us at 11:20? You heard Mark Juke report, and we found this out just a little while ago, that at 11:20, okay, 11:20 we'll be talking with Senator Mike Lee, but this is from Mike Lee's office. McConnell named Senator Lee as counsel to Senate Majority Leader. So it'll be most interesting. We'll talk with Senator Lee coming up in just a few moments here at KSL News Radio. You know, there are many things that are under discussion right now, prison relocation, all kinds of things. And there seems to be a real, almost a perfect storm that seems to be brewing to really do something with the west side of downtown Salt Lake City. And even though this has been a hot topic with mayors probably back to the beginning, since Mayor Corradini, I can remember her talking about this area, the Gateway. I remember with Palmer DePaulis. I remember talking with Mayor Wilson and, you know, going back, what a priority this has been. Now, great progress has been made right where I'm standing. When I was a kid, when I was in high school, you wouldn't have come down to where I'm standing right now at nighttime without a whole herd of people with you to pick up somebody from the train station back in the day. Used to, whoo, and, you know, driving down. I mean, there's a reason. There is a run up at Snowbird called West 2nd South, and it's a pretty hairy run. You know, it's pretty, whew. And the west side of downtown Salt Lake City is where my family, on the Love side, originally settled. I joke when they talk about the pioneers of Pioneer Park, they're talking about my family. And I have so admired and appreciated and loved the efforts that have been underway, going clear back to the development of the Triad Center, going back to Larry Miller having the vision to build what we then referred to as the Delta Center, now Energy Solutions Arena. I look at others who have put their hearts and souls into this area. I look at Tony Caputo. I look at the Marriotts who have built. I look at Big D Construction. It was years ago. I remember I used to look at the old Fuller Paint building, and I used to wonder, I wonder what's going to happen to that old building, because I am a huge proponent of adaptive reuse. You know, we can't save everything, but where we can and make it so cool, Big D Construction moved into there and really made that a showpiece, that historic old building and what they did in that area. And as I'm hearing more and more that we need to go west, this is where we can develop. This is where we need to go. This is where we need to improve. I look at, boy, you talk about the pioneers of Pioneer Park. You look at Tony Caputo. You look at Big D Construction. You look at others that are the pioneers in the reclamation and the redevelopment of this area. And I was reading an article. This actually came from the Tribune. And it was quoting some great folks, DJ Baxter, executive director of the Salt Lake City Redevelopment Agency, Jason Mathis, executive director of the Downtown Alliance. And then I saw this, Big D Construction, Forrest McNabb, a coalition leader and senior vice president at Big D. And I thought, you know, we need to chat about this. We've talked with Senator Howell. We've talked with others who have been on the Pioneer Park Coalition. And I'm very pleased to introduce our KSL listeners right now to coalition leader and senior vice president at Big D Construction, Forrest McNabb. Mr. McNabb, thank you for joining us. I'm a huge fan of what you guys have done with that great historic building there just across the street from Pioneer Park.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're proud of the project we've been able to create and become more a part of downtown Salt Lake City.
Now, I'm sure you don't know this, but one block to the west, on the other side of the street, which would be the southwest corner, that's where the old Love family homestead was. That's where a little grocery store was in the home, and that's where adobe bricks were made in the backyard, some of which went into the construction of the Lion House. And my aunt's home was where the Denver Rio Grande Coal Yard at one time sat. So you're right there in the neighborhood, and I'll tell you, what you guys have done and what that building now represents, and you and other modern pioneers of Pioneer Park, it's incredible. As you envision this area, as Big D Construction, working on the coalition, other things, what is your vision for this area? What do you hope can happen in this part of our city, this most historic part of our city?
Well, and you mentioned it right there, historic part of the city. You know, when we purchased this building in 2003, we wanted to continue to change the look of downtown by revitalizing it. And you mentioned earlier adaptive reuse projects. And Jack Livingood, our CEO, is really driven by the folks on restoring historic facilities, buildings on the historic register. And we wanted to create an iconic project that would really be the last place we'll hang a shingle as a board of directors. We said, okay, this is going to be the last place that we'll build for our corporate office. And we want to make a difference. And when we purchased this, it was keep investing into it, make it be something that our employees loved being a part of, and an entrance to downtown Salt Lake City. We originally had a fence designed around this project, but we didn't want it to look like a prison. We want it to be a greeting and an open place that people come over the viaduct, come into downtown Salt Lake City, and it's what it was and what it still is.
Yeah, absolutely. It is so totally cool. And I look at the Firestone building. I look at other things. I look at new buildings that have been built in the area. You know, the Marriott, you know, across the street to the east. As you do look at the long-term development and to really make this part of the city what we hope it can be, what has to happen next?
Well, when we purchase this, the leadership of government at that time was talking about changing the effects of Pioneer Park area. And that's why we said, okay, we want to be part of this. And we've been here, 10 years in December since we've been in this building. And we want to make a difference as we move forward. And it's not us versus homelessness. It's us looking for the security and safety of our people and the people in the area. When Garbett Homes looked at the property next to us and they couldn't get a loan, that caused a little concern to us as, you know, owners and investors in this property.
Yeah.
And what we see every day and what we are greeted with at the door at 6 a.m. and what we're greeted with when we leave at 6 at night. It's not the safest place. It's not the best place. And how are we ever going to change that? And we just want to be a partner amongst all the private side of the business and the public, which is the service providers and the government agencies, and say, what is a solution that helps everybody feel good about what we can do to help people in need and also provide a safe environment for visitors and our employees? And that's probably our number one priority as a group. How do we change that?
Yeah. As you mentioned, everybody is concerned about the homeless. We don't want to ignore them. We don't want to just push them off into a corner. But I've said, and I've taken some criticism for this, but I stand by it for years and years. As long as there is that concentration of homeless facilities and things of that nature that are so concentrated in such a tight area of our city, it's going to be very, very hard for that beautiful, most historic part. I mean, arguably the most significant squares in Salt Lake City would, and I'll let people put them in their own priority, but Washington Square, which is where the city and county building sits, Temple Square, which is obvious, and Pioneer Park. There are those that argue the most historic is Pioneer Park. And if we want that to be a showplace for the city, it's the largest green space that we have in downtown Salt Lake City right now. Mayor Becker made that point a week or so ago on this show. It's going to be hard to do it with that kind of concentration of homeless shelters, homeless facilities, clinics, and things of that nature. There has to be a better way to go.
Well, I think as a group, the Pioneer Park Coalition, you know, thanks to Garbett, we dusted off and we said we're going to do this again, you know, several years later. But all we want is some responsibility for everybody in the area. We have to assure that when we bring people from out of town, whether they're customers or people we're recruiting, this, we want it to be a place people want to come to. And we're not saying it can't coexist with homelessness. It's the crime, the drugs,
right,
those times, the defecation on our doorsteps. All these things when you walk out at night and there's an OD in your parking lot from people that aren't even from around here. It's the collateral damage that goes with as you said, it's the volume, the mass, the quantity. And last night I drove to the Jazz game. A buddy of mine came down from Ogden at 6:30. We drive on Rio Grande Street, and we get to the corner of Rio Grande and the tracks, and he goes, oh, my gosh, where are you taking me?
Yeah.
He was totally intimidated in downtown Salt Lake City. He thought we were in a war zone.
Yeah.
You can't even drive through it. It's just a mass of confusion and a mass of not just homeless people. There's criminal activity, and yeah. I think that's our biggest concern.
Well, Pamela Atkinson even brings that up. She, you know, and she too is very actively engaged in all of this. But she said what is amazing is how many people drive down in fairly nice cars, and because of this concentration, because of the criminal element there, it's like a drive-through for drugs. She said people are driving in from Bountiful, from Sandy, from Tooele, and whatever, and they just roll down their window, buy their drugs, and move on. And as long as that is the reputation of the area, and you feel like you're running the gauntlet, boy, I look at our friends down at the Denver Rio Grande Cafe, and I look at what they have been able to accomplish and how they have, you know, carved a successful business out of a pretty interesting environment. There are things that can be done. There are things that should be done, and I applaud those of you who are on this coalition, those who are in the neighborhood, those who have invested in the neighborhood and are working so hard on this. And I wish you the very, very best. And I hope as we move forward on this, you'll keep us in the loop and let us know what's going on. We can pass the word along and hopefully at some point come up with something that is truly workable for all of the very important elements that are in play here.
Well, Doug, thank you so much. There's so many stakeholders here, and you know, I have a philosophy, and homelessness is, you know, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I want to be homeless. And
yeah.
So we're all compassionate people, and we need to support that. At the same time, we all have investments in business, and we need to protect our investments and our people, which is the most important thing. And we just need to make it a safer city to be at.
Absolutely. Forrest McNabb, thank you so much for joining us here at KSL.
You bet. Have a great, safe day.
And we'll watch the work of the coalition. We'll watch the other efforts, the Downtown Alliance, other groups and organizations that are working very, very hard on making this part of the city the showplace that it should and could be. And that does not mean the homeless go away. It doesn't mean there aren't facilities or a facility for them. But there are some real challenges just in the way this has evolved and the concentration that has happened in that area.